relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
To our incredible community, you are what makes TikTok so special. Thank you for making your voices heard. Over the last few years, we have invested to keep your data safe and our platform free from outside manipulation. We have committed that we will continue to do so. This legislation, if signed into law, will lead to a ban of TikTok in the United States. Even the bill sponsors admit that that's their goal. This bill gives more power to a handful of other social media companies. It will also take billions of dollars out of the pockets of creators and small businesses. It will put more than 300,000 American jobs at risk, and it will take away your TikTok.
That's so weird. I've never heard a Chinese CEO worry about jobs for Americans in America. That is the man who ostensibly runs something called TikTok, worried about legislation in our lower house to... well, not ban it, as people would have you believe, but to sell it to an actual American company. Why should anyone care? And what is TikTok? If you're over the age of 30, you may have no idea. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Seriously, this is a national security issue, and we are delighted to have with us from the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation, the director of the All Matters kind of techie and policy. She spent a life working for, well, snake eaters and... sharp end of the spear. We'll get to that later. Director of the Heritage Foundation's Tech Policy Center, Kara Frederick, welcome in studio.
Thanks for having me.
So you're going to educate millions of people now across the country from California to the swamp about things like TikTok and what on earth they have to do with the survival of Western civilization, America, and just not giving away your precious biometric information and your geolocation to... countries that don't really like us. So, Kara, why is there legislation? Let's start with a simple thing. Why is there legislation about a social media app on Capitol Hill, an app that teenagers love, allegedly?
Well, here's the thing. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is a true national security threat. And I've talked about this as a slam dunk when it comes to national security because of three simple things. And that is, number one, this deep, deep relationship to the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is incorporated in China. It is subject to the laws and the policies of the People's Republic of China, which foremost among them, I would say there's a 2017 national intelligence law, which effectively renders any private company in China a ward of the state. They have to contribute to, quote, state intelligence work. So there are no private companies in China. They must work on behalf of the Chinese government. Number two, we know through a Department of Justice document that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, has an internal committee on ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, that influences the activities of the app. So you have CCP pulling the strings. There are like puppeteers within ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok. And then lastly, we know that a card-carrying member of the Chinese Communist Party, an actual CCP official, has one of three domestic in ByteDance's main domestic subsidiary, a board seat there. So you have China exercising direct control over TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, and they've accessed Americans' data in China before. Although TikTok has said, no, we really haven't. That always comes out after TikTok makes a proclamation like that. No, the platform, they've later been caught in a, I'll call it a lie or an equivocation, and Chinese engineers, China-based engineers do access and have accessed Americans' user data. The last thing I'll say, which is really important, is people say, oh, this is not a surveillance app, yet ByteDance has admitted that they've used TikTok deliberately as a surveillance app. There was a project called Project Raven internal to ByteDance that tried to find and suss out the physical locations of American journalists to try to detect whistleblowers and leakers. So they've used TikTok as a surveillance app. Simple as that.
All right, so you've done your usual here. It reminds me when you were on 4 years ago. Just look like an hour's worth of data dump in 4 minutes. So we're going to slow roll this, and Kara's going to unpack this for us. Let's treat me like, you know, a child. Why do we care about data on an app which is about cute kittens and young girls dancing? So let's break it down. Let's start from the beginning. This, I don't have a TikTok account. I went on the app once, and it was truly, as you've said, you know, digital fentanyl, because you see one 60-second video, and then you tap, and you go to another one, and it pulls you down this tunnel. But really, these are innocuous, stupid videos. Why should we care?
Not at all. And we can talk about the content, but the reason why we should care is because of what China has said it wants to do with our data, what they're attempting to do with our data. Think about if everyone can go all the way back to 2014, 2015, there was a thing called the OPM hack. And everyone who listens to
the
program...
I was one of the victims of the OPM hack because I worked in the Defense Department.
Yes, myself as well. Government employees and people who even are employed by the government in other states, not necessarily
in
the
They offered me like 1 month free of, what was it, personal identity, digital insurance.
You're squared away. Yeah,
right.
An easy day. No, not at all. And so that was the Office of Personnel Management hack. So they can get your addresses. They can get social security numbers. China was linked to this hack. Now, another hack China was linked to, the Marriott hack. Where do DOD personnel stay when they go across the country? They stay in Marriott. How people travel. Travel patterns. That's an interesting thing for a hostile foreign adversary to grab up. Equifax. Okay, what is this? Insurance data. Interesting. Chinese state actors were linked to that hack as well. The Anthem hack. Healthcare information. China was linked to that as well. Then you look at TikTok. TikTok is a veritable treasure trove of this data. It's like all of this data that they've gone through such lengths to hack, but right there for the taking. It's like that on steroids. It gives approximate locations if you use TikTok. There is a point where if you had an Android device, what TikTok was collecting was the unique device identifier of your phone.
So that's like the digital fingerprint for your phone.
Exactly.
And I've been told that even if you delete the app, you're still susceptible. Is that correct?
And that's the whole point, is when you tie the use of your app to a hard equipment number or unique identifier, then even if you delete the app and you had an Android phone when it was collecting this information, they've got you dead to rights. So they've got your physical handsets, they've got your location, they've got your actual face, they've got all sorts of your keystroke rhythms, how you actually type into your phone. This is insane, the level of granularity of information that they're able to collect.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Let's go to the other side. Let's red team it. Why would China want to know how Americans are inputting personal data onto their own personal phones? What utility is that to the biggest communist nation in the world?
Oh, well, there's a reason why I had that long prelude of thinking back to 2014, 2015 timeframe, and you look at these seemingly disparate data sets. We come to a little thing called artificial intelligence. Because we are able to use these emerging technologies to parse through what we call big data, you can integrate those data sets and you could have a comprehensive dossier on any American that has been subject to these data exploitation and collection practices. They've got you completely. This is, as a former intelligence officer, this would be my dream. And to have that comprehensive data profile, how you behave online, your digital behavioral profile too, along with your immutable physical characteristics. What can't you do with that? The potential is absolutely limitless. And then when you look at China, when you look at the bellicosity that's coming out of the party state right now when it comes to our allies in Taiwan, if American service members are in a hot war with China, then they've got exactly where they stayed, where they have stayed, their travel patterns, what they look like, who they're connected to, the potentials for compromise, for blackmail, for espionage, for actual physical harm. It's limitless.
She knows how to use the word bellicosity. That should impress you enough. In the meantime, make sure you're following this lady. We've only just begun to unpack the pernicious insider threat that is TikTok. Follow her at Kara Frederick on TikTok and join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. 15 hours of radio a week simply isn't enough. And if you've got nothing better to do this July 4th weekend, join us for the trip of a lifetime. It's the Patriots Alaska Cruise, June 29th to July 6th. If you missed, especially those of you who didn't come to our trip to Israel a year ago, this is for you. It's a little bit closer to home. We're sailing through the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Union. Join us, hundreds of your fellow conservatives who love America like you do, to recharge your batteries. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com and book your cabin today. $50 off. It's just a deposit. More than 240 of you already have done so. Don't miss out. It's going to be me, Katie, Chris DeGaulle, Mike Gallagher, Jennifer Horn. Join us, won't you? SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. And if you enjoy the deep dive with guests like Kara, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends so the truth gets out there. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do, a controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms, a literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. As I've been telling you for a couple of weeks now, our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom are literally the best in the business when it comes to standing up for American men, women, and children who are being stepped upon by an out-of-control government. We've heard from some of the top-flight attorneys, as well as their clients who they've helped in big cities and small towns. ADF will be back in the Supreme Court next week urging battling the FDA on their abortion pill, which is endangering young women. But today, let's hear from Dave Block. He was a snowboarding coach, and a good one, in his school district in Vermont, until he was called in and told he was to be fired. He was terminated for telling the truth.
Two of my players and I were sitting together at a table. The conversation turned to whether male athletes should compete against female athletes. I said that even though I recognize that people may express themselves, what matters most when it comes to sports is the very real differences between the sexes. I was accused of violating the district's harassment, hazing, and bullying policy. That's censorship, and it violates the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech. That's why, with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, I filed a lawsuit.
Dave Block is right. Public schools should not be able to fire a teacher or fire a coach just because they don't like his opinions and he's expressing his free speech. So I urgently ask you to join my campaign today and to help me reach my goal of $20,000 this month by supporting the Alliance Defending Freedom. They don't charge their clients a penny and they take their cases all the way to the Supreme Court. Next time, it could be you. These are our collective rights. please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the ADF banner or call them and make your gift today, 855-374-4767. That's 855-374-4767, or just go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Okay, I'm going to do something a little bit different here with regards to how you've painted the picture of TikTok, which is tied in inextricably with the Communist Party, the Central Committee of Communist China, and just kind of red team it, because you've painted an incredibly depressing picture, a frightening picture of millions of Americans having their data kind of willingly just taken from them by this app. We've been told for the longest time, the conventional wisdom, Carter, is that, you know, even the Japanese or the Chinese, they can imitate our products, whether it's cars or something else, but they don't have the innovation that we do. That's why only one nation has gone to the moon, America. Why have we not created something like this to deal with enemy populations? How did they come up? How did China, which 40 years ago was a developing nation at best, come up with the number one social media app for children, which is in fact a spying tool? Do you understand the genesis? How did that come about? Are they that good?
Well, China's always been at the bleeding edge of using technology and digital surveillance to shape behavior. You look at what they do in the Xinjiang region against the Uyghur minorities. I mean, they've been using all sorts of technology, you know, a combination of human intelligence, signals intelligence, all sorts of what we would call INTs in the intelligence community. So not just data, not just technology, but they have been using their people as guinea pigs for this type of work for so long that I would say maybe they haven't perfected it, but they're doing a really, really good job of using digital technologies for behavioral influence, again, to shape behavior, to try to make their populations either say what they want them to say, think how they want them to think, and behave how they want them to behave. It's for, in a lot of ways, I would say it started as internal control. You know, they were doing this in Xinjiang as a counterterrorism mechanism. That's how they justify it from Chinese official standpoints, but they have things like data doors. You go through a specific door if you want to travel anywhere around Xinjiang, and it pulls all of your device information. They have those sorts of license plate detectors, and they integrate all of this data. They even get so granular as to have people sitting in homes saying, oh, you use too much electricity today. Are you harboring potential terrorists? Are you harboring too many people? Oh, you use too much toilet paper today. This is according to some of the Human Rights Watch reporting. And then they have a thing called the Integrated Joint Operations Platform, the IJOP, where they integrate all of this data and they flag potential dissidents or people for additional scrutiny.
Is this beyond the social credit system, or is this part and parcel of the social credit system?
This is beyond the social credit system because they have that extensive crackdown in that region in particular. You took the words out of my mouth when it came to the social credit system. That genesis was originally from financial companies like Sesame, and it ballooned into beyond pilot programs in certain provinces, where now it's sort of looking at the entire nation saying, oh, if you jaywalked, we're going to throw your visage up on a screen and publicly shame you.
Well, which is totally Orwellian.
Exactly.
If you behaved the wrong way,
yes,
you pay a penalty.
Oh, yeah. And not just you pay a penalty, but you're unable to be a real citizen with the privileges of regular citizens.
Like traveling,
like getting a government loan, like getting specific types of jobs. They had a series of red lists, black lists, gray lists, and whatnot, and that's how they built out this system using technology, cameras, AI-driven facial recognition systems, all integrated to do this. Not perfect, but they have had so many years to perfect these types of technologies and use them against their own people. Of course they're exporting this. Of course they're, you know, using the Belt and Road Initiative to bring these technologies to other companies. And yes, TikTok in particular, the For You algorithm, as I've always said since as early as 2019, this is their secret sauce. Yes, we have innovative companies in America that are attempting to figure out, you know, what is special about that algorithm, potentially replicate it or build their own. But for now, because China has had their guinea pigs, their population, to work when it comes to using technology for behavioral shaping, they've got a head start.
So For You is the name of the algorithm that drives TikTok?
TikTok's algorithm. Mm-hmm.
Right, so they have this captured totalitarian society. Therefore, millions of people, hundreds of millions of people can be the guinea pigs to perfect what they deploy in TikTok on us. And by the way, TikTok isn't allowed in China, and that should tell you something.
Yep.
We're talking to Cara Frederick of the Heritage Foundation, director of their Tech Policy Center. Follow her at Cara A. Frederick on Twitter, is that right? Okay. And make sure you're giving me a follow as well so you never miss the breaking news. Look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on all the usual platforms. And don't forget, you can watch us on your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Samsung Plus, or just download the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content, brand new article up there yesterday, go to my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And if you want somebody back in the White House who gets the threat of China, who wants to secure the border and make us great again, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45 Trump 2024. All your America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. The latest T-shirt, the one I think is the most important, is just a photograph of a young woman, now deceased. It says, say her name, Laken Riley. All of that available, along with all of my books at SEBGORKA, sebgorkastore.com. And support the president directly, please, at donaldjtrump.com. That's donaldjtrump.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you enjoy America First as much as we love making it for you, support those who make it possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your money every year. This is a free market enterprise. Support the likes of Mike Lindell, a great friend of the show, a friend of the president, the man who invented my pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. There's a reason he sold 81 million of them, because they are simply that good. But did you know that he's got more than 200 items on his website? Not made in China, made in America, by Americans, for you. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Go to mypillow.com, use my name for up to 66% off, and free shipping. Is there a better deal than that? I don't think so. Talk to a human being, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. So there were reports, I'm sure you verified them, or you can tell us that they're not true, that when this bill was before the House last week, because of a prompt that every TikTok user in America was forced to watch when they went on to their phone that said, call your congressman now, stop them from killing TikTok. There were kids, there were teenagers calling Congress saying, don't ban my app or I'll commit suicide. This happened, right, Cara?
Yes, according to Matthew Foley's amazing reporting. And that, I didn't even get into this yet. So we haven't even really scratched the surface of how bad this is, especially when it comes to potential influence campaigns. We know in the 2022 midterms, TikTok served divisive information to its U.S. users. And in a lot of ways, they promoted Democrat candidates over Republican candidates, too. We have reporting on that. So they also attempted, they actually told the Chinese-linked entity, a media entity, actually asked TikTok way back when if they can start serving influence to U.S. users. And TikTok said, no, no, we didn't do it. But there's so much in the ensuing 2 years that we saw behind the scenes that the CCP looks like this information is very favorable to them, and they want to sow discord. They want to actually stoke division. Everything that people complained about in 2016, remember of the there was the scandal and Facebook and Cambridge Analytica and whatever came of that. No, this is actually happening. This is what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. And crickets, right? Crickets in the lefty media, in the legacy media. So that to me is one thing. Again, we haven't even scratched the surface. That's sort of a political content thing. What it's doing in terms of suicidal ideation, like you mentioned, kids threatening to kill themselves.
Well, and the transgender movement.
And the transgender movement.
I mean,
I think
the primary driver of that is TikTok.
Oh, precisely. Yeah, as Abigail Schreier has said before, you know, social media in general lights a fire under these social contagions. And TikTok, they've partnered with trans activists. They encourage people to put their pronouns in their bios.
All of which would be banned in China.
It is banned in China. It doesn't even exist. In Douyin, the version in China, yeah, as other people have reported on, Tristan Harris is really good about this, saying it's sort of like spinach and healthy and, you know, STEM and educational videos, whereas here, no, it's depression, it's suicidal ideation. Again, it's eating disorder content, it's the trans nonsense that they're pushing and pushing and pushing on these platforms. And a good experiment, I won't interrupt you, I know you want to say something, but I think this is worth propagating to your audience. There was a 13 and 14-year-old, there are journalists who registered as 13 to 14-year-olds in the West, in UK, and they found no less than 8 minutes after registering as 13 and 14-year-old girls, they were served torrents of that suicidal content, depression content, eating disorder content. So if you were a hostile foreign adversary, this is the perfect weapon to really target the youth of the next generation of citizens of your enemy nation.
Now, given what you've said, it sounds like it should be banned. It should be, you know, shredded and set light and buried. But this bill doesn't do that. It says this has to be sold to a U.S. entity, and also gives the current president almost plenary function or power to deem other social media platforms a threat to national security and then to have their ownership changed. What is your response to those who say this bill doesn't go far enough because it could be sold to another woke company, a Zuckerberg, if you will, and also gives too much power to the executive to censor other platforms?
Well, the last characterization I disagree with. I don't think it gives too much power to the executive. And I do want to say, especially to your listeners and your viewers, you know, no one is more sensitive to the weaponization of government than myself. Worked in the intelligence community for a long time, worked at Facebook, and found that a lot of these tools are now being turned inward upon conservatives like myself. And so we at the Heritage Foundation have been banging the drum on this weaponization for so long. So very, very sensitive to these.
But there is that line about the president in the bill.
Yep. So, but, and we helped work on this bill, on some of the content and whatnot, saw a lot of the drafts. We're very, very cautious of this and talked to a lot of the authors of this bill. And what we found is all of this is written in statute, right? So if the president wants to designate anything a national security threat, it can't be a fake national security threat like DHS said back in February of 2022, spreading COVID misinformation is national security. No, not at all. This does not allow for that. Mm-hmm. What it does, it has four hostile nations written out in statute, Title 10 of the U.S. Code, North Korea, Iran, Russia, China. Any company that can be designated a national security threat has to be controlled by one of these four nations. So it can't even just be domiciled there or incorporated there. It has to be controlled like TikTok.
And the other general criticism that you could sell it to a U.S. company and they could be woke?
Okay, so this is on the other side. So the bill is very narrow. And that's when people are saying this is overly broad. A contention with the bill is that it is too narrow, and that's exactly the data point that I think you rightfully bring up. Then we'll have to contend with that if it gets sold to a Meta down the road.
So that does concern you.
Again, the Heritage Foundation has been so bullish against big tech. But it's a separate question. This is a very specific, narrow, national security-focused bill Then we can work on the big tech platforms later. I'm very, very concerned about that. That's what gets me up in the morning every day, frankly.
All right, well, that's why she's the director of the Heritage Foundation's Tech Policy Center. We're talking one-on-one with Kara Frederick. What is your role in pushing back on woke tech? You have one as well. Starts very easy, but it's got to be done. If you have a cell phone that's tied to one of the big cell phone providers, guess what? You are funding the left with every call you make and every text you send. Why? Because all the big companies are woke. Do what I did. Cut the cord and join the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team have the best customer service out there. And by the way, they're conservatives who love America like you do. Don't fund the left with every call you make. That's insane. Switch today. Keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. But switch today just like I did. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Free activation with my name and extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Join the good guys today. Don't help those who hate America. Join a company that's donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. And who have supported our veteran and first responder heroes. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom.
A very simple question that unites both parties in our country and governments around the world: is the Chinese government committing genocide against the Uyghur people?
Senator, anyone, including, you know, you can come in the TikTok and talk about this topic.
I'm asking you, yes or no. You are a worldly, cosmopolitan, well-educated man who's expressed many opinions on many topics. Is the Chinese government committing genocide against the Uyghur people?
Actually, Senator, I talk mainly about my company, and I'm here to talk about what TikTok does.
Yes or no? You're here to give testimony that is truthful and honest and complete. Let me ask you this. Joe Biden last year said that Xi Jinping was a dictator. Do you agree with Joe Biden? Is Xi Jinping a dictator?
Senator, I'm not going to comment on any world leaders.
Why won't you answer these very simple questions?
Senator, it's not appropriate for me scared? As a businessman to comment on world leaders.
Are you scared that you'll lose your job if you say anything negative about the Chinese Communist Party?
I disagree that. You will find content that is critical of China on our platform.
The next time you go on, are you scared that you'll be arrested and disappear the next time you go to mainland China?
Senator, you will find content that's critical of China and any other country freely on TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Why can't you answer a simple question? We've all seen the videos. That's the CEO of TikTok, the ByteDance company that is literally indoctrinating Western youth and is under the control of the CCP, the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. I think that's why he can't answer that question. Okay, let's drill down on this, because I'm a cradle Catholic. I wouldn't say I'm a good Christian, because I'm fallen like everyone else except one person who died for us. And, you know, it really... I got an image from TikTok's website that I just pulled up before the show that I want to show you, because I see an ad for TikTok regularly on cable TV that uses Catholic nuns. This is Sister Monica Claire. Finding connection and community on hashtag NunTalk. Any comments on religious orders in America using a communist Chinese social media platform? What?
This is insane. And the other thing I saw was, I watched this commercial. There's an actual commercial for it. You know what the nun doesn't talk about? Jesus. Never mentions the word Jesus. Never mentions the word Catholic. She talks about spirituality and these vague conceptions. But you know what? She doesn't say Jesus. And she's a nun. She's a bride of Christ, right? Right. And yet, so I think this is so hypocritical. Again,
isn't it worse than that? I mean, aren't you? I mean, there's that phrase from the Cold War, useful idiot. You've actually made yourself as a nun, the phrase is correct that you use, a bride of Christ. You've made yourself a tool of a regime that has Laogai prison camps.
Yep. That is committing genocide, as our government said when Trump was in power. Committing genocide. And that, you look at all of, you know, these ads, they are specifically geared toward people like us, believers, people of faith, conservatives. They are, you know, veterans and whatnot. You know, I'm a Navy wife, and I see this as cheap ploys. I hope everyone who's watching the show understands what's going on here. They're like, okay, we can try to turn the conservatives, because conservatives are traditionally China hawks. We traditionally do not like communism, but if they can get us on board, then they can take over. That's a massive problem. They've already got the commies with the left, right? They just need to convince people of our cohort. And there is some interesting sort of background here, not purely vetted, but we've seen reports that a lot of these ads and whatnot are not in these companies, that veteran-owned companies, disabled veterans, are not doing as well as they try to pretend they are on commercials, on networks, and things like that. So I think there's a lot more than meets the eye when it comes to TikTok and some of their advertising efforts. But clearly, this is in the clutches of the Chinese Communist Party. You look at the CEO, he was quaking in his boots.
He looked scared that I'm going to have to talk about Muslims being persecuted in China. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to me when I go back to China? All right, let's go even darker than Catholics being pawns of a communist regime. I think I saw a clip of you in an upcoming movie. Can you talk to us not about the national security threat of social media and platforms like TikTok, but talk to us about how the biggest trafficking tool, especially for trafficking children for sexual purposes, is social media. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say it is. And thus far, a lot of the research efforts have been focused on platforms like Instagram, mm-hmm. Where they have, according to state attorneys general, 43 are suing Meta for some of these reasons. They're exploiting children. And they insist that these companies are actively targeting vulnerable kids because, you know, they're saying, okay, they have a psychological profile that is going to make them more addicted to these platforms, that is going to maximize our growth when it comes to this demographic. So, you know, there's that aspect of a psyche, and then there's the physical targeting of children where...
Well, this is my question. Is it a case of, and you know it better as a former intelligence officer, is it a case of, you know, one-off perverts using a platform, or is the argument that these are trafficking organizations that are using these social media platforms? Because that's much worse.
Yeah, I think both have been known to use a variety of these social media platforms. And I saw something really, really interesting, and I'm totally going to parrot this man. I think it was Sean Ryan, who basically said, when you give your kid a phone, you're not giving your kid access to the world. You're giving the world access to your kid.
That's good.
And as a mom, a new mom, that hit me like a ton of bricks. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what these social media platforms are doing. They allow bad actors. They help facilitate some of their bad actions. And that's going to happen in life, right? Like you said, we're fallen. Like, we are fallible human beings. And yet, you know, these tools make it a lot easier to go to the darker places that you mentioned.
Well, I'd go back to what Sean Ryan said. It's not that I or my child wants to go to that darker place, but you've opened the door for the dark forces to access your child. I mean, it's like, you know, there are certain things one doesn't do in life because you're opening the door to the devil, and in this case it's, you know, the real devil, or it's the CCP, or it's a evil human man or an organization. I love that phrase. I'm gonna you know, steal it as well. It's your child, it's your grandchild. don't put something in their hand that you cannot control and which allows literally anyone in the world to contact and access your child. That's how you think about it. We're talking to the Heritage Foundation's Cara Frederick. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First 101. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. It is liberating over a million Americans right now as we speak, and I just happen to be one of them. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. Listen to Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Write the number down. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, sadly, we're almost out of time. We will have to continue. In the meantime, please follow Cara at Cara A. Frederick on Twitter and at heritage.org. If you want to secure the nation, you want prosperity and security back, and how about a bit of national sovereignty, make sure you are on Team America First. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45 Trump 2024. Made in America. Get all your America First gear at sebgorkastore.com, especially our latest T-shirt, which just has a photograph of a beautiful young lady who is tragically no longer with us, and it says, "Say her name, Lincoln Riley." Go to sebgorkastore.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com, and you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. Okay, two last questions, very, you know, quick fire. When it comes to social media, so TikTok and the others, can you give us a grade? How serious is the threat, let's just say national security threat, of these platforms doing whatever they want in America? Give us a grade.
Oh, gosh, F.
F.
Yeah. Okay. Like I've said before, it's a five-alarm fire. And the fact that it's been allowed to become entrenched in American society and actually impact our social fabric, even worse. That it should have been rooted out like Huawei was yesterday.
Right, so let's open the aperture. And one more question from a news article from yesterday that I wanted to run by you, the expert. Because you're former, what are you, like DIA? What we former?
I was with DIA.
Former Defense Intelligence Agency, worked with all the guys at Damneck, if you know what that means. This is from Bloomberg. Federal agencies warn of cyber attacks against water systems throughout the nation. I don't want to scare anybody in the last 2 minutes, but if I look at the power generation system, if I look at the lack of Faraday-secured systems across America, now it's supposed to be water. Give us a grade for how naked and unprepared we are for a sustained professional nation-state-sponsored cyber attack. Give us a grade.
I would say D, maybe plus. These hostile nation states have been probing our networks, saying, hey, we can get it, seeing what they can get away with for years and years and years. And from what I see, we've done nothing to stop them.
Where would it begin? If we get the right person back in the White House, do you spend, you know, gobs of money with new feasibility studies? Or are there some easy first fixes we can do?
Yeah, I think number one, you shore up your critical infrastructure. So you do that. And what CISA is too busy focusing on Americans and
what's
policing
CISA?
Their speech. This is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency that is tasked with shoring up our cybersecurity.
With censoring conservatives.
Yeah, it appears that they've moved the aperture of their, you know, mission set, and that's what they're doing. But no, they should be working on our hard cyber vulnerabilities and working with the private sector to do that, because our critical infrastructure, you remember that list that Biden gave Putin, said don't touch when he got into office?
Please.
Yeah, let's start there, and let's make sure that those are shored up when it comes to cybersecurity. There's a lot of good Americans that are working on this behind the scenes right now. But guess what? They're all Trump holdouts. So they're all Trump people. So if we can get conservatives in there, those guys should be given a very long leash to save the nation.
Well, it's up to you guys. We're going to make sure that the right guys win. President Trump and then his new team. And maybe we could have somebody called Kara Frederick on that team as well. In the meantime, God bless her and her Navy spouse. Follow her at Kara with a K, Kara A. Frederick on Twitter. And join, if you haven't already, the Conservative Mothership, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies.
That was Tony Bobulinski yesterday at the hearing, the impeachment preparations against Joe Biden, the man who was the CEO of the companies that the Bidens use to funnel money from foreign interests through 21 shell companies to the Biden family. And he very rightly accused individuals like Congressman Raskin and Goldman of lying about him, of smearing him in public. And good for him. Good for him. I think he got under their skin, because this is what Congressman Raskin reacted on CNN. Cut one.
Well, you know, it seems to be a matter of habit and second nature now for people in MAGA world to call other people liars. There used to be something of a public convention or taboo about that. But in any event, I don't mind if he would just specify what the lie is, but he never stated what he said I was lying about.
Let's talk about Russia collusion. Let's talk about President Trump. You've been lying about those topics for the last 7 years, Jamie Raskin. You're one of the key people who spread the smear, the libel about President Trump, his campaign, and his White House. So where do we go from here? We're less than 8 months away from the election. Oh, greetings. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. You don't want to miss any part of the show today, especially our third hour. Well, we'll be talking the truth about TikTok with a former officer of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who after that worked for the SEALs at Damneck. You do not want to miss the truth about the social media apps on your phone, your children's phones, and your grandchildren's phones. So make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Share the links with your friends. Give us a five-star review. It costs you nothing. So we have an incredibly packed show for you today. Don't miss a moment of it and make sure you're subscribed. But where do we go from here? 8 months left. Are we going to have an impeachment of Joe Biden? Is he going to be removed? Is the Senate going to see him as the albatross they have to remove? We don't have the votes, the two-thirds votes needed in the Senate. But maybe this is the way to get rid of him for the Democrats so they can slide somebody else in. Well, Jesse Waters, one of the few good guys left at Fox, he summed it all up rather well, because impeachment is in an unusual animal. It's not a judicial process, really. Yes, they talk about conviction, but it's not. It's a political function. Listen to what Jesse says about the next 8 months and the Biden family. Cut five.
The Democrats say there's no evidence. The media reports there's no evidence. And the four-year cover-up continues. So looking at the calendar, I don't see the committee moving towards an official impeachment this year. I just don't. Personally, I believe there was sufficient evidence to start impeachment last year. But that's just me. Now the committee's up against a political clock. Summer recess, conventions, and the politicians, they have to campaign for re-elections. So they're not going to be in Washington for impeachment hearings. And an impeachment in October could be silly with weeks before an election. So the committee is going to keep grinding. We're still expecting credit card records from multiple banks, and the offshore accounts, which the IRS whistleblowers confirm exist, are being protected by the DOJ. But if Trump wins and finds Biden's offshore accounts, I don't care what Robert Hur says, you're going to see a sympathetic elderly man with a hazy memory on trial. If Biden wins re-election and the Republicans keep the House, then they'll have time for impeachment. This year, though, it's more about what the American people believe and how it impacts their vote. Everyone knows Biden's corrupt. We just have to vote him out.
Excellent summary. The real trial won't be in a court, won't be in the lower house, won't be in the Senate. The real trial of Joe Biden will be on November 5th. The question I have is, how powerful is cognitive dissonance? How many tens of millions of people out there, and you know many of these individuals, and you could have an influence on them. How many people out there know he's corrupt? Know that his son is corrupt? Know that there's no reason on God's green earth for a political family, especially a political family, to have 21 shell companies. The estimated wealth of Joe Biden today is between $30 and $40 million. How is that possible? You can't accrue $40 million by being a public servant. How did he do that? And if it was because of things that were acquired and invoiced by his son and then wired through those shell companies into Joe Biden's private account, well, then that just raises another question. What was Hunter Biden invoicing for? He wasn't selling goods. He didn't have real estate or products to sell. So what intangible was he providing? He's not a very good lawyer. He was kicked out of the Navy for being a drug addict. We can watch right now. You can leave my radio show, go online and watch the videos he took of himself with multiple Russian prostitutes, inhaling hard drugs off the gluteus maximus of a naked prostitute. Yeah, that's the president. Could you imagine if there was a video out there of Don Jr. or Eric Jr. or Eric Trump snorting cocaine off the backside of a prostitute? Could you imagine? We've got multiple videos of exactly that. Of Hunter Biden toking on his crack pipe as he films himself. We know that. The question is, how many people will allow that truth to actually shape their decision on November the 5th? Or how many will just have, you know, while the other guy does mean tweets. Cognitive dissonance. It's powerful. If you want to hang out with people who don't have cognitive dissonance and who love America, what are you doing this July 4th? I know where I'll be. I'll be in the most beautiful state of the Union with my bride and my Salem colleagues and a couple of hundred patriots on our Patriots Alaska cruise, June 29th to July 6th. If you have FOMO, if you missed our trip to the Holy Land, don't despair. Join us on this five-star liner, the Eurodame. Beautiful itinerary. The details are at sebgorka.com. Check out the three different levels of cabins. Reserve yours today. Almost 300 have gone already. Get a discount. Just make the deposit and join us for the trip of a lifetime. And recharge your batteries. That's on my website right now, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. You know it'll be superb. SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Let's get President Trump back in the White House. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45, all your America First gear at sebgorkastore.com, especially our T-shirt with Lake and Riley's photograph and the phrase, "Say her name."
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.